Hello, West Liberty. This is Mason. You're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. In the studio with me today is Katie Cooper. Katie is the director of financial aid here at West Liberty University. We're going to be discussing some much needed information about financial aid. Katie, how are you doing this Friday evening?
Fantastic.
What are some types of aid that financial aid offers?
Yeah, so like I said, this is perfect timing, Mason. This is a great time to talk about financial aid because, believe it or not, we're gearing up for next year already. So some of the types of aid that we work with in our office are the grant aids that you hear about all the time. So federal Pell Grant, the West Virginia State Grant, those are our two biggest ones. PA has a state grant that our PA students bring in with them as well. We also work through all the scholarships. So if you have a scholarship or anyone you know has a scholarship, all of those come across our desk as well, including the athletic scholarship. So we work with all the scholarships here at West Liberty, as well as the private scholarships that you guys, we have a great source of scholarships that come in from outside from our students. We bring in about anywhere between $500,000 and $600,000 a year of private scholarships. Mm-hmm. So we have some really active and smart students here that we're really proud of. And then, of course, the loans. Everybody hears about the loans, and unfortunately, they are considered financial aid. What we call them is self-help. So it's a little bit different than what people normally think as financial aid, but they are a part of financial aid. And then, of course, student employment. So any of you guys that have jobs on campus, that all runs through our office as well. So we work with financial aid across the board here at West Liberty.
Mm-hmm. What are some types of requirements that those students have to meet to get some of those aids?
Yeah, so it's a little all over the place. So some of it is need-based. So you hear about that sometimes. So when you're thinking about how much your mom or dad make for their income, how many people live in your household, how many people are in school. So if you have siblings that are in school, that may make you eligible for additional financial aid. And then, of course, grades. Athletic ability is obviously for the athletic portion. Arts and comm have their own as well. So working in the studio, sometimes our students are eligible for financial aid. The theater, those types of things. So there's a lot of different opportunities and a lot of different requirements for those aids. As for the loans, it's just a matter of being a student. So if you do need additional funding to help cover books, supplies, living expenses, those types of things, it's just a matter of being a student that may be eligible. You may be available for that.
Mm-hmm. Does financial aid offer a monthly tuition payment plan that students can pay over the academic year? If so, is there any fees that are charged on that service?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We don't offer a payment plan because we don't actually work with the student account. So when you log into your WINS account and you see your charges there, that is not financial aid. That is the business office. We work very closely together, as you can imagine. The business office does offer a monthly payment plan. It is a five-month payment plan for each semester. So you would sign up in August and then sign up again in January. You do have to sign up separately each semester. There is a $30 fee every time you sign up, so that's just something to keep in mind, but there's no interest attached to that. Mm-hmm. It just breaks out whatever your balance may be, either before or after financial aid. If you have financial aid and you still have a small balance left, you could put that on a payment plan, and then they break that out over 5 months for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think that financial aid plays into whether or not a student gets accepted here at West Liberty?
It does not play into if you get accepted. We actually don't even process any financial aid information until you're accepted. Mm-hmm. Now, once it does play into if they enroll, from a student perspective, a lot of times we don't have students enroll because they can't afford it, mm-hmm. unfortunately. So we have a lot of first generation students here at West Liberty, and sometimes it's just a little bit too expensive. And that's where you'll see students commute because it's a little bit cheaper to live at home and commute back and forth. But for acceptance, no, that does not play into it.
Okay, which I'm glad it doesn't.
Yes.
Because for me, I grew up not thinking that I would be able to come to college. And throughout the semester, you guys have been more than helpful with everything, and I thank you for that.
That's fantastic to hear. Good.
We have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Katie right after this. Welcome back, West Liberty. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Katie about some of the financial aid offerings, and among other things. Katie, what are some things that all students must do to even think about applying for a financial aid?
Yeah, so the first thing is the FAFSA. You guys hear about the FAFSA all this time. It stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's the federal application to apply for that aid, but it's also how you apply for state grants. It's also how you apply for the Promise Scholarship. But it's our indicator of what you are eligible for. We're not able to offer any financial aid other than academic scholarships. You're not required to complete the FAFSA for academic scholarships, but we're not able to offer anything else to you you until we have that FAFSA on site. So keep in mind that becomes available October 1st of every year. So I know I mentioned before that this is great timing. This is absolutely great timing because now's the time to do it. I hope I'm not stealing a future question, but in order to apply for that financial aid, you need to do it at studentaid.gov. And like I said, do it now. And the reason I'm really harping on that is because some statistics came out yesterday that only 8% of West Virginia residents have completed their FAFSA so far this year, which is extremely low. And I'm sure it has everything to do with the pandemic and the crazy that we're living in right now. But I would really, really encourage you to get it done. We're going to start sending out award letters for our first-time freshmen next month, and we're going to start sending information out to our returners next semester. So we need to have everything on file in order to get that taken care of for you.
I remember last year the high school had us do it at the turn of the year. We didn't do it as early as October.
Yes.
But I'm sure that's probably when the most percentage come in.
Correct.
When is the deadline for the FAFSA?
There is no deadline. Obviously, the earlier the better, because some aid is first come, first serve. So you want to make sure that you're in there nice and early. But there is no deadline. We can process financial aid even once you're here. So if you decide, for instance, we have some transfers coming in next semester, we could process that aid mid-semester just to help you get everything taken care of.
How can students returning to West Liberty next semester or new students coming to campus apply for grants, and what are some basic requirements that they have to fulfill?
Yeah, so we talked about that FAFSA. That's the biggest one, is in completing that studentaid.gov. West Liberty itself does not offer any grants. We're a state institution, so we don't have a lot of funding to offer along those lines. We do have the Helping Hilltopper Scholarship that our foundation started this year for students that are affected from COVID, whether that means you had to move home and you need technology needs, or whether someone was physically affected in your house or lost their job or something along those lines. That application is on our website, the financial aid website. So that may be something that students would be eligible for to help cover some of those additional costs that you didn't really anticipate. But again, the FAFSA is studentaid.gov, and it's really important that you complete it soon.
What are like the requirements for like the promise? What else?
I can talk about our academic
Pell
scholarship.
Grant, stuff like that.
Yeah, so the Pell Grant is income-based. That's all it is. As long as you're going to be a student, and it's based off of your family's income. So that is completely income-based. As for the Promise Scholarship, you must be a West Virginia resident, graduated from West Virginia High School. You must graduate from high school with at least a 3.0, and then equivalent test scores as well, which is a 22 on the ACT and then equivalent SAT. You must also keep your grades up. So that's the biggest sticking point. So our students are required to keep those grades up while they're here at West Liberty as well. Same thing for our academic scholarships. You must come into school with at least a 3.5 GPA. Some of them require a little bit more. Again, that 22 ACT and an equivalent there. But just keep in mind, you must also keep a 3.25 GPA while you're here. And the biggest requirement is completing 30 hours every academic year. Really, if you think of West Virginia's focus of 15 to finish, the focus with that is to get you done in 4 years.
Yeah.
Because the longer you're here, the more debt you're probably accruing. So we push behind that as well with that 30 hours in academic year in order to be eligible the following year for your academic scholarships. One thing to keep in mind is there's what's called a satisfactory academic progress. That is for any student with financial aid. You are required to progress towards your degree. So it sounds pretty simple. You really just have to pass at least 70% of the classes you sign up for. Pretty simple. That does include withdrawals, so just keep that in mind. And then there's a minimum GPA. So our freshmen, you're looking at like a 1.6, and our juniors and seniors, you're looking at a 2.0. But that satisfactory academic progress is the biggest deal. If you're ever curious where you stand with that, feel free to stop in our office. We can help you figure that out.
The other one I was forgetting to talk about was the higher education grant.
Yeah.
Are those like the same requirements?
It almost mirrors the Pell Grant. Basically, you're required to do the FAFSA in order to be eligible for that by March 15th for the Promise. Sorry, yes, and April 1st for the West Virginia Higher Education Grant. And that it is based off of income as well.
Okay. How do students go about applying for loans if they need them?
Same thing. The FAFSA is your application for everything. One thing to keep in mind is if you complete the FAFSA and you're enrolled at least half time, so at least 6 hours in school, you're eligible for those loans. There are a couple additional steps. If you have loans, you probably recall an entrance counseling that you had to complete and a master promissory note. So those are not necessarily applications. Those are just you promising the federal government, I promise I will pay this loan back. If you're looking at additional loan funding, there's what we call alternative loans. Those are not through the federal government. We have a whole list on our website of companies that we work with. Those are separate applications, so that is something to keep in mind that if you need to go that route, you want to start that process nice and early.
Are students able to pay off their loans before graduating? And if they do, are they able to do that?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So there's no penalty to pay early.
And do they still receive the interest rates and fees on top of that?
Yeah, so it depends on the loan. The federal government gives two loans. One of them is subsidized, which means the federal government actually pays the interest while you're in school. And it doesn't start accruing until you're done with school. So obviously, if you pay that one off before you graduate, there are no additional fees attached to that. The other one is the unsubsidized loan. That does accrue interest while you're in school. But even if you just pay the interest while you're in school, when you graduate, it'll just be the principal that you borrowed. So really, you can kind of make out pretty good towards the end of your schooling if you pay at least just the interest.
I would like to thank you for coming into the studio with me this afternoon. If students need more information about financial aid at West Liberty University, you can contact them at 304-336-8016. You've been listening to WGLZ, and let's get back to the music.